Hello, my name is Tim Leland. I retired last fall after 35 years as a journalist and newspaper executive at the Boston Globe, and I left the very following week. I left Boston to search for dinosaur fossils in what has to be one of the most desolate areas of the world, a place that's in northwest Argentina known as the Valley of the Moon. I am not a paleontologist by training. I've never had any connection to it, but I've always been interested in what people can find in on this planet or in the ocean that is left over from previous times many years before. And that could be pottery, of course, from some ancient civilization, or a sunken treasure on the ocean floor, or a fossil of a prehistoric animal. The Valley of the Moon is very well named, I must say. It looks, I think it looks like something out of a Apollo astronaut's photo album. It's very, very dry, very hot there during the day. It goes up to 105 degrees or so in the middle of the day. And it has these lumps of rust-colored ironstone and these towers that kind of crisscross all over the place, sandstone towers. And it's very desolate. There's no sight or sound of anybody around there. And when you're out in the middle of it, you feel as though you're in a very kind of strange and slightly eerie place. You know, it's very, 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 very silent out there. All you hear maybe just a little tiny breeze from time to time. But other than that, you're all by yourself, and you get the feeling you're communicating somehow with a presence that's been there for millions and millions of years and never been seen before. This Valley of the Moon, which is known locally as the Ichigualasto Valley, is the only place on Earth that reveals a complete sequence of fossil-bearing sedimentation that covers virtually the entire Triassic period. Finding a dinosaur fossil in the desert floor is awesome. That's the only way you can describe it. It's an overused word, I know, but it takes your breath away. That's all you can the only way you can describe it. And the last day of my trip there, I walked across the entire valley with another friend to look closer at one of the cliffs that had we'd noticed every night on the other side of the valley. It turned bright red in the sunshine, in the setting sun, and we wanted to take a closer look at it, although we didn't really expect to see any fossils in that particular area. And lo and behold, we stumbled across a extremely clear skeletal site on the desert floor, and we were surprised to find it. We approached it very gingerly, as they tell you to do, so you don't disturb anything. But we got down on our hands and knees and looked closer at this patchwork of bones, and all of a sudden, at the very same instant, we both realized we were looking at four large teeth that were pointed right up at us. And the pay dirt of paleontology, of course, is when you find a skull and when you find one of these articulated animal skeletons. And it turned out that we hadn't found one, we'd found two. And one was eating the other when they died, apparently from a flash flood of some sort. So it made our day, so to speak. I have to say that when you find a skeleton in a desert area like this that has been there for over 200 million years, and you look down at it, it tends to make you a little bit humble. You know, we're excited, we're all excited in the world about the change of the millennium, and of course that's a big event. But when you're dealing in millions and millions of years, somehow 1,000 years doesn't seem like quite such a big deal.